Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you. We bless you. We magnify you. Thank you for your faithfulness towards us. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for daily provision. Thank you, Lord, for divine enablement. We say, be thou lifted up, high Lord. Be thou exalted. Be thou glorified, Daddy. We thank you for where we are coming from and where we are today. Everlasting Lord, we thank you for all the past broadcast. Thank you, Lord, for your word that has gone forth, that has brought forth healing, deliverance, and salvation of souls. We say glory be unto your holy name. We commit this day's broadcast into your hands, and we say, Lord, take control, take preeminence. Let your word go forth with power. Let it bring forth healing, deliverance, salvation of souls, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, I welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day, and I pray that the Almighty God will do something wonderful, something glorious in your life today, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The title of my message today is Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. As you seek Him, the Lord will show Himself mighty on your behalf in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to take my text from the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah 29, reading from verse 10. The Bible says, "For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good work towards you and cause you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive." May the Lord bless the reading of His word. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the Lord telling you and I that He's ready to visit you. And indeed the Lord will visit you, because this is a promise. He wants to visit you. The Lord cares for you. He thinks about you. And His promise shall certainly be fulfilled in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. According to that passage, He said, "I will visit you. I will visit you after the 70 years." This is the time for the Lord to liberate you, to give you total liberty, and so you experience Him in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord is saying that His thoughts for us are of good and not of evil, to bring us to that expected end. The good thoughts of God concerning you will come to pass in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 50 verse 15, He said, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me." Brothers and sisters, when you are calling upon the Lord, you are seeking Him. And when you are calling on Him, the Lord says, "Look, I am going to deliver you for His glory." The Lord will deliver you from every manner of captivity in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever has held you captive, as you call upon the Lord, the Lord will answer you and He will deliver you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible also tells us in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3, He said, "Call to me," that's seek me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. The Lord wants to show you things we do not know. Many of us are groping in the dark. We don't know where we are. We don't know our left from our right. But God is saying, look, I want to show you the right way you should go. I want to deliver you from every form of error. I want to show you the right path, the path that once you pass that route, you will be able to fulfill my plans for you. And God will grant you that grace in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Psalm 145, reading from verse 19. He said, he will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. Do you fear this God? He says he's going to fulfill your desire. He also said, he also will hear their cry and save them. He will not only fulfill your desire, but indeed the Lord will hear your cry. The Lord will save you. The Lord will deliver you. Unlike those who do not know him, in that verse 20, he says, the Lord preserve all who loves him. The Lord is going to preserve you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I say, but the wicked, it will destroy. You are not amongst the wicked. You will not be destroyed because the Lord loves you and you are going to seek after this God in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, brothers and sisters, you and I have to seek this God. And when we seek him, we will find him. There is a time for you to seek him. The Bible makes us to understand that when we seek this God, we shall live. In the book of Amos chapter 5, reading verse 4, he says, for thus says the Lord to the house of Israel, say, seek me and live. Brothers and sisters, it is in seeking God that we can be guaranteed our existence, our living. When you seek him, he says, seek me and live. That means that if you do not seek God, then that person's life cannot be guaranteed. Brothers and sisters, seek after this God. Seek after him. He's there. He's calling unto you today, and you have to seek him. Why? You cannot seek God in vain. The Bible makes us also understand the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 45, reading from verse 19. He said, I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I did not say to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Say, I did not say that you should seek me in vain. You will not seek the Lord in vain, because when you seek him, the Lord will answer you. The Lord is not a wicked God. He's a God that shows love. He's love personified. So when you seek him, you are not seeking him in vain. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that any time spent in the presence of God is not a time wasted. Any time that you spend in the presence of God is an asset, and you have to guide that asset jealously, because in his presence, he reveals secrets to you. He reveals things you do not know. Many of us, we waste so much time seeking after what is not going to help us, instead of spending such a time with the Lord. When you spend the time with the Lord, then you can be guaranteed that you will not go astray. I pray that you will not go astray in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Luke chapter 22, reading from verse 33. He said, but I have prayed for you, that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brother. That is God. When you are seeking him, he will pray for you. As he prayed for Peter here, brothers and sisters, Jesus is ready to pray for you. Jesus is ready to deliver you from the hands of the enemy, from the evil plans of the enemy. He will deliver you. He prayed for Peter, and he was able to deliver Peter from the plans of the enemy, because the enemy wanted to sift him, but Jesus didn't allow it. In that verse 41, the Bible says, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you. I have prayed for you. Why? Because Peter spent time in the presence of God. He was spending quality time in his presence, and as a result of that, Jesus knew the plans of the enemy, and he was able to pray for Peter, and he was able to deliver Peter. The Lord will pray for you. The Almighty God, our Lord Jesus Christ, will pray for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. But we cannot delay when we seek this God. We cannot say, oh, okay, I am still young. Later on, I will seek him. Oh, now I want to do certain things. When I sort those ones out, then I begin to seek God. No, the Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 55, reading from verse 6. He says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Brothers and sisters, that means that there is a time that may be too late for us to seek the Lord. When we are dead, we cannot seek him. And you know what? We don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow may be too late. Even this night may be too late. Why not just seek the Lord now? When you seek him, when you begin to search for this God, you will find him. So when you seek me, you will find me. In that Jeremiah 29, he was saying there in that verse 13, he said, and you will seek me and find me. How? He now said, when you search for me with all your heart, with all your heart, when you use all your heart to seek this God, he said, you will find me. That means that if you are seeking him and your heart is not there, you will not find him. Brothers and sisters, we must seek this God with all our heart. And when we do so, the Almighty God, we are going to find him. He is not missing. We are the one who is missing. So you have to seek him, because if you don't know him, you are missing. You are already lost. And the only way by which you can get back to the right route is by seeking after Jesus. And when you have found him, he will take you to where you should be. So brothers and sisters, you are hearing me today. You are not even sure whether you even know this Jesus, not to talk of even to seek him. The Bible makes us to understand that seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. So when you seek him, everything that you are looking for, the Lord is ready to add unto you. Let us seek him. When you are seeking him, you are seeking for the forest. And when you seek for the forest, you get everything that is in the forest. So you are hearing me today. You are not sure of your salvation. I just want you to say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Father, I want to thank you on behalf of this, your children that have given their lives unto you. For everyone who have heard this message today, I decree and declare that the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. His light will shine upon you. His countenance will be upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Whenever you call unto this God, the Lord will answer you. He will show himself awesome. He will show himself mighty on your behalf. He will fight your battles. He will grant you victory on all sides. You will have the last laugh over your mockers in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will make way for you where there are no way, where you have been rejected. The Lord will cause you to be accepted in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. No longer will you be limited. Every limitation that has been placed in your way, they are hereby removed in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This season, you will sing a new song, a song of joy, a song of victory, a song of fulfillment, a song of power in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. It is well with you in the morning. It is well with you at daytime. It is well with you at nighttime. So shall it be in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Continue to enjoy the peace of the Most High until we meet again next week. God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.